Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It is time for the Donnie Football Debrief. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. No Donnie because he is packing for Detroit. The annual Nasty Boys trip. 18 guys. The biggest sausage party this side of Milwaukee, Wisconsin is going to take
Froman,
place.
The sausage king of Chicago.
In Detroit this Sunday, this weekend. For Steelers, Lions, the man has been...
What kind of a smell does that collective group create?
I've been
create?
In a house. So,
no, not in a house. Like, do they even have like a cloud, like pig pen, a little bit of
no,
smell
I'm telling you
them?
Right now, when we went to the house they were staying in, the Airbnb in Charlotte, my wife and I stopped by. Like, when it opened, think about how when there's like a big... like there's a movie and maybe there's like a known pot smoker.
Okay.
And the smoke comes out of the house when the door opens. You know, like you'd figure if you went to like MTV Cribs and Snoop Dogg.
Sure. No, I get you there.
There was a male odor aroma from the second you walked in.
Now, is that like a musk? Like that women would be attracted to? Or is it more of a BO?
It was like a stale fart smell.
I was about to ask, is it more like body odor or like chili?
All right,
like,
I've got to ask. Chili. I've got to ask something
else here. It's like somebody farted maybe 10 minutes ago, but the smell is not totally gone away.
So you know it's like saying, a very like it's a very low powered version of the fart. Oh.
And I think those guys all have olfactory fatigue because they're all
they
in
just,
the same house.
Yeah,
with
they
each
don't
other.
Smell it.
They don't smell it.
Do you guys ever take a shower and then you fart in the shower or after the shower and what you just did completely negates everything?
Never
you
had
did
a
in the shower?
Never had a shower ruined by a fart that bad. Never. By the way, when you guys This was something in the group chat in my neighborhood.
I like that you just had the courage to admit that on the air, Charlie.
I don't care.
Well, this is another one. Randomly in my neighborhood guys chat, like all the husbands have a chat, all the wives have a chat. One of the husbands just out of nowhere, complete silence in the chat goes, guys, question, when you're all doing your showers, do you wash your feet actively, like turn your foot up and wash it, or do you let the soap and water run off, clean the bottom of your feet?
Yeah.
That's what I said. There are people out there who make it a point to wash their feet, like, if they don't have an otherwise pressing reason to.
I don't scrub the crap out of my feet. I'd be lying if I said I did.
I do if my feet get super dirty, like, if I'm barefoot outside in the summer, but that's it, man.
Man, you guys have an interesting chat there.
I know. We all kind of did point out, hey, man, why are you asking us what our shower habits
well,
are?
Well, there was, the last time I was together with a lot of my guy friends, there was a drag-out argument over whether or not you stayed seated or stood up to wipe. And there was an intense debate about this.
I'm a seated wiper.
I'm a stand-up guy.
Stand-up. Because I always fear that when I reach.
I think that's a skill issue, fellas.
I don't want my hand to touch the bottom of the water when I go to wipe.
What are you doing? Like getting down there like it's a bucket and scooping?
You never have to worry about that when you're standing up.
Also, sometimes you sit on an automated toilet and you don't want to put your hand down there and a thing goes off and
I know this is the football debreef, but I'm just going to be honest.
The water shoots up, Charlie. I agree.
These conversations 100%. Make me just say it's time for a bidet. I'm just going to take the guesswork out of
it. I don't trust the bidet.
Why?
I don't think that just water is going to do the job. I think
you're wiping your ass with dry paper otherwise.
That paper, though, has some kind of adhesive.
What, quilted patterns here?
I don't know.
Is big toilet paper convincing you of their efficacy?
It's worked for hundreds of years. I trust it, okay?
Go over to Europe and you get a bidet. And you probably, once you go bidet, you never go back.
I don't think I'd like the feeling of it. I don't think I'd like the way it feels.
I don't think I've ever used one, so I can't comment.
Yeah, you're like me. You have no interest.
Well, okay. I've never said don't have an interest.
Clearly you don't because you've never done it before.
Or I've never had the opportunity to, or I'm too broke to afford one.
No, I don't think expensive. Bidets are that expensive.
No, they're pretty expensive. A good one.
I think
expensive.
Bidets are like the flat screen TV. I think they've become affordable for one and all.
Oh, so now they're just so ubiquitous. Everyone's got a bidet. Go to your buddy's house, bidet.
I don't know. It's all of Europe just like Uncle Penny bags. I mean, they're all rich over there.
I just think they were early adopters. What were you? What was the topic again?
Yeah, what was the topic?
The debrief. 12/19/2025. Gentlemen, last night the Seattle Seahawks defeated the Los Angeles Rams in overtime. But I want to talk about a guy in the losing end. Matthew Stafford, 29 of 49, 457 yards, 3 touchdowns. He is now 90 yards away from passing one Ben Roethlisberger all time in the passing yards.
I don't even want to bring it up.
Who's the better career?
I don't even want to bring it up.
If they win a Super Bowl.
The question was,
sir, is this your handwriting?
If he didn't play in Detroit for so long, could we be talking about Matthew Stafford as one of the top quarterbacks of all time?
I think we already are.
I think we
doing
still
that.
Are. And I think if he plays for the Rams his whole career.
Does he get enough credit?
I think he's getting it retroactively.
I do think it's some retroactive credit. Even though, like, I know he won the trade. Thank goodness for him, he goes to L.A., wins a Super Bowl, because, like, Goff, by and large, is making it look easy to play quarterback there. Granted, he's got a much better coach and system around him. I do think Stafford's getting retroactive credit for his toughness, for his physical ability. And I'll tell you what, man, you imagine him playing his whole career, basically, for McVay. You wonder how crazy those numbers would look. I still think even with last night, they should be considered the favorite to win it all. I still think they're the best team. He wins a second Super Bowl, man. You start to have some real conversations about just how high you'd put him. Pony, if he wins the Super Bowl this year, that's two. And he wins the MVP. Very possible.
Yep.
Stafford or Roethlisberger?
I said I didn't want to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't want to give an answer on that right now.
Thou doth give awayeth thou answer.
The guy who always wants to...
No. Charlie,
black or white, just...
Charlie, he's
it.
Giving us an answer. But if you choose not to decide publicly, you still have made a choice. He thinks Stafford's better if that happens. That's the truth.
It's okay to admit it.
Not for Pony. That goes against... That's like one of his Ten Commandments.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Because he played so long in Detroit.
I mean, would it be easy for you to be like, oh, yes, absolutely Connor Hellebuck is better than Marty Brodeur. Oh, yeah, I can just say that. I could freely admit that, and it doesn't bother me whatsoever.
You'd be wrong.
See what I mean? It's hard when it's your guy who is like the person in the crosshairs.
Now, if we want to talk about Patrick Waugh and Brodeur, we can have a discussion. I do think Dominic Hasek's a better goalie than Marty Brodeur.
Because he was.
Exactly.
Objectively.
Correct.
One guy played in an unbelievable system that made goaltending much easier, and the other guy basically had to do cartwheels.
Patrick Waugh or Brodeur?
Waugh.
Brodeur.
Who's crazier?
Waugh.
Very.
Hands down.
Very.
There's not even a question.
Hasek's the best goalie who ever, other than correct. What, Tretiak, who ever walked on this planet.
To ever play in the NHL, it would be Dominic Hasek.
I mean, Tretiak got pulled in.
I mean, didn't people mostly say that
game
was
of all time.
Didn't most people say that was more on the Soviet coach?
Yeah, but he also let in a couple of clunkers, especially that one right before the end of the period.
Or at least it wasn't a game of huge significance.
Are you putting down the Miracle on Ice in 1980?
No, I'm putting down Tretiak letting in a soft goal is what I'm doing. It
he
was
pulled
a soft goal.
He pulled a Jari at the worst time.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.